Sheriff David A. Clark, the Wisconsin sheriff who has unsuccessfully lobbied to become part of the Trump administration, is said to be preparing for a run for the United States Senate. But if there is any justice in Milwaukee County, Wisconsin, Clark would be preparing for multiple criminal trials related to the multiple homicides that have occurred in his jail. Clark is a sociopath with a badge, a gun, and a big cowboy hat that he insists on wearing indoors. Clark has appeared on major news networks referring to black communities as the enemy, scum, and criminals that need eradicating. He has penned op-eds that have appeared in major papers telling citizens that we are at war, Black Lives Matter is the enemy, and they need to be wiped out. Clark has been in altercations with at least two citizens on airplanes and at airports, and is accused of having at least one man unlawfully detained because he said something about the Dallas Cowboy jersey Clark was wearing. Several homicides have occurred in the Milwaukee jail he runs when he is not running around the country giving hateful speeches, collecting money, gifts, and free guns along the way. Four people, including a newborn baby, have died at the Milwaukee County Jail since April 2016. One man, a 38-year-old with mental health issues, died of profound dehydration after he was intentionally denied water for days despite the pleas of other inmates to give the man some water. After the local medical examiner ruled the deaths homicides and shared the information with the public, Clark, who sought to mislead the public on the deaths, threatened to have the man fired and his certification revoked after verbally berating the man for doing his job. It seems likely that Clark may not get to ride the Trump gravy train to a federal job, but he may be preparing for a U.S. Senate seat run, whereas if there was any justice in Wisconsin, Clark would be preparing for criminal trials related to the homicides that took place in his Milwaukee County jail. This has been Scotty Reed with a Black Talk Radio commentary. Join me for more commentary at Black Talk Radio Network.com.